Blog Talk Radio.
It's hip hop stock exchange radio.
This is how you put the streets on lock. DJ Envy!
Working with a lot of
up-and-coming artists, you're definitely going to want to hear what we got to build about tonight. Got a lot more good music for you. So, you know, sit back and enjoy the show. Shit, let's get it, baby.
May no man put us under, may no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teaming, to death do us part, we true believers. May no man put us under, no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teamers, to death do us part, we true believers.
Catch a rifle rip, young fella, gun in the umbrella. I'm smooth like pimps and hotellers, shifty sellers. Three-piece, Brioni. Some wings on your homie, keep it cordial. Black 5 Series, 3 corporals. Corvettes and cadets, sharks against narcs. Run through windows and clocks, hitting bread. We all about it, face shots, yo. Catch you if it's crowded. Nowhere to run, you can't be routed. And we route back at the ranch, branches lit, branches on. Spades and bottles, maids as models. Sipping Frangelico, cold shots, old glocks. Driving tanks, yank cats and lottos. The fearless, smoke on the roof, fire escape troopers. If no one outside, we in the boat, yeah. Front lining, just a Bronx tale, yeah. Brooklyn is sadness like Yale, nigga.
May no man put us under, may no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teaming, to death do us part, we true believers. May no man put us under, no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teamers, to death do us part, we true believers.
I'm racketeering with Raekwon, Dum Dums, hollow points and eight longs. The Frank Lucas, blue magic, hood magician who wave wands. Animal lesson straight out the Brooklyn Zoo like A-Thon. Hoodie season 1 and 2, resurrection of Trayvon. No man put us under, cause we got a great bond. No woman come between us, not even our bae mom. Blow library, teaching more convicts than Akon. The untold secrets of world leaders and Masons. Love brothers ruling the distribution like Avon. Barksdale, Sonny from Bronxdale who wave crons. Bringing all the homies together so we can stay strong. Nieta, blood, Crip Latin King liaison. You want a respirator? I'ma let you stay long. By your bedside I ride, hoping you hang on. Family members pulling the plug, singing a snake song. Beneficiaries of life insurance from
May.
May
no man put us under, may no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teamers, to death do us part, we true believers. May no man put us under, no woman come between us. We follow each other, this way the others can't mislead us. Partners in crime, all felonies, no misdemeanors. Double teamers, to death do us part, we true believers.
Fire right there, fire. I like that, man. I got that real classic era feel to it, man. For real, man. Shout out to Papoose, shout out to Raekwon, shout out to everybody that was at the Mobb Deep performance, special performance out there in Queensbridge a couple of days ago. You know what I'm saying? A lot of great people was out there, a lot of legends was out there, man. Royal Flush to Capone. My man Lord Nez, ROI, so definitely a good show, man. Mar put on a good show. Papoose performed too. Definitely a good show, man. Definitely, you know, did they classics. Had, you know, all the people going crazy. It was right, you know, everybody know the park. You don't already know Queensbridge, the park on 21st Street. You know what I'm saying? Right under the Queensborough Bridge. Got the skyline right there, you know what I'm saying? So definitely a good show and a definitely good just vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a, you know, classic kind of vibe. Shout out to everybody that made it out to that, man. That was legendary, man, a couple of days ago, man, over the weekend. So, yeah, man, you know, hip-hop came a long way, man, so definitely. Shout out to all the legends, you know what I'm saying? Because when you got a brand like Mobb Deep and some other artists, you know, that may not be big time, but definitely had a fan base, you can make music forever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could just do tours and make music forever when you got that solid fan base. So that's one thing, you know, any artist definitely really need to focus in on, definitely, is just building a brand and just building a core fan base, you know? Definitely goes a long way, man. definitely. If y'all don't know the website already, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. Definitely got a lot of good things going on down there, man. A lot of good informative information on there. Business news, health news, hip-hop news, a lot of stuff going on in the world we build on the site. Definitely check it out. A lot of good stuff on there, man. Of course, you know the Twitter, Hip-Hop Stock Exchange, it's at HH_SE. And Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio Twitter is at HHSE_radio. Definitely, man. Definitely follow us, man, because we're definitely building on some really important stuff that's going on in the world. So that's what we do, man. Got a special guest coming on in a minute. My man Richie's doing big things with the touring, so a lot more heat. Of course, we got the rundown a little later. Hip-hop news, the global politics, economic news. We're going to have that a little later on the show. So yeah, man, listen, if you know like I know, for real. Shout out to all the indie artists that rock with us. Definitely got to say shout out to all the indie artists that rock with us. Keep on sending in music, because, you know, we're going to get it on the show, man. If it's good, we're going to get it on the show. We got, you know, a couple new singles from a couple of indie artists that we're playing on the show now. So definitely indie artists, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook. Definitely get your music rotating on the show, man. If it's good, we gonna play. You know how we do, man. It's Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. It's good indie music, we gonna play it. Play a little bit of the majors too, but not too much. It's mostly just indie music, you know what I mean? You already know. Of course, we got that new All Money Legal, As Above, So Below mixtape out right now. That Piff, download that. You know we play a lot of that on the show all the time. So definitely tune in for that. But, you know, shout out to all the sponsors too. I can't forget. Can't forget our sponsors, man. L3 Magazine, LG Promotions, you know. A lot of people hold us down, man. A lot of people hold us down on the internet. DYC Promo. Shout out to, you know, more people that hold us down. Definitely on Twitter, man, because promotion goes a long way. It's all about, you know, networking and really building each other's brands. Because at the end of the day, all these indie companies out here, whether it's promotions, whether it's, you know, marketing, whatever it is, it's always good to network and work together, you know what I'm saying? Because we all have the same common goal in mind as indie companies, is just putting out good product, promoting good quality products. So it goes hand in hand. You never know who you can meet when you really just network and take time to build with other people. You know what I'm saying? For real. Be surprised. Especially at different functions, if it's possible, you can get to those, you know. But that's one of the main things about really building a brand is networking. At the end of the day, like, if you can't really network and get out there and meet people and really, you know, build relationships with key people, then, you know, you can't do it all by yourself. So that's what that's about. That's what that's about, man. Shout out to everybody doing anything, man, for real. Definitely got to say shout out to my man, Pooh to Life, doing this thing with the radio, with DJ Don DeMarco out there in Brooklyn, man, doing big things, that's what I'm talking about. Definitely shout out to my man, Lord Nez, of course, Hollis, Queens, all wild for life, you know how we do. Check out that nostalgia.com. That's what it is, man. We're going to keep on building. Shout out to my man Devin Mill, too, man. Got his mixtape coming. Probably end of the year, fourth quarter, you know. A lot of good heat on that. taking his time letting it marinate, trying to get the right song, the right content. You know what I mean? It's very important. You know what I'm saying? It's my homie's, you know, second mixtape. You know what I mean? He really, you know, really coming into his own right now. So, definitely, man, because, I mean, young brother, you know, getting old. When you get over 10,000 views, you know what I'm saying, organic views, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube, that's how you know it's talent, you know what I'm saying? It's talented, because, you know, everybody can see it. It's there. You can see for yourself. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play some of that a little later. Some Devin Mill a little later. But yeah, let's get straight to it, man. Let's do what we do. We're going to get straight. That's how we got a caller calling in. 516, talk to me.
What's up? It's Nate Richards, man, from Richards Touch Promotions. How y'all doing?
All right. What's going on, brother?
I'm all good. Just sitting here listening in on you guys dropping gems. You know what I mean? That's really what it's about. Everybody spreading that knowledge and getting to the same place. You already know.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. So let everybody know about your company and what you do and what you're all about.
All right. Well, my name is Nate Richards the Eighth. I'm the owner of Richards Touch, which is a full-service music company. I'm an agency. What we do is we teach talents how to master the road, which is basically, you know, setting up shop. You know, if your home base is in New York and you're trying to get into the West Coast, you're trying to get down south or in the Midwest, we help talents build tours. We help link them up with tastemakers in certain cities that can help them build a presence out there as well, too. You know, you can no longer just be the man in your city and get that deal anymore. These labels want to know, do you have a Midwest following or a West Coast following or even a Southern following? And that all just helps in your worth. So, you know, we offer that service as far as, you know, tour booking. We do offer other services incorporated with promotion and marketing and distribution, all which can be found on our website, richardtouch.com. But for the most part, man, what we do is we take these talents out on the road and just immerse them into something new.
That's big, man. That's big. How long have you been on your grind now?
Well, right now it's actually my fifth year in the music industry. This is actually my third year touring on the road. I started as an intern at two labels in New York City. And, you know, since 2009, you know, we haven't stopped. You know, just really been hands deep in it, sleeves rolled up, and just really learning and building.
That's big, man. That's big. What really got you into really, you know, the promotions and the touring aspect of the game?
Well, I was doing promotions at the RCA label for a while, and there I got the opportunity to go on tour with ASAP Rocky and the Mob, and this is before, you know, Drake's Paradise Tour. You know, it's before Rocky went on the road with Drake and those guys, and, you know, we hit five markets with ASAP Rocky. This is when the Pesos record, you know, was on the radio, and it wasn't really doing anything for us on radio because the record was so slow. You know, if you remember the Pesos records, the BPM on that was, like, so slow that, you know, DJs was dropping it on the radio, and they're like, yo, it's not catching. So what we did was we put together a five-city tour in which we, you know, we went on the road with Rocky from Philadelphia all the way down to Atlanta. And, you know, through that tour alone, we invited, you know, some of the mixed show DJs to come out, some of the programming directors to come out, you know, see the show and everything. Make a long story short, you know, Rocky sold out every single show. You know, after that, you know, every record, you know, was going crazy, you know, that Rocky was dropping. That's when he came out with Fucking Problems with Drake and everything. And, you know, his career went from there. And after seeing that, you know, that's what really got me into it. It's just like, yo, you know, you go to different cities, they all listening to the same thing. You know, how much they choose to listen to it is up to them, but everybody's listening to the same thing. So it's just all about immersing yourself, like I said. You know, it's getting out into the face of the people, really shaking their hands, kissing the babies, and, you know, doing what you got to do. But, you know, I got my love from, you know, just witnessing it firsthand, you know, through my mentor who just gave a young boy a shot, you know.
That's big, man. I like that, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, Nate Richards rocking with us. Indie Artists, I hope y'all listening. We got a good show for y'all tonight. We gonna play some heat. Do what we do. Let's get it.
Let's play. root chakra. Yo, no bullshit, man. They ain't really ready for this shit, man. That niggas ain't ready for war, nigga. They ain't ready for that motherfucking pain, motherfucker. Huh? What about that shit, nigga? Back on the motherfucking wall. Huh? Yeah. Fuck, let's get it.
New York, New York. Big Apple, big pentagram. $5.50s, yeah, over to the hand. Oh yeah, mercy came with a price on it. Blood stains on the streets, roll dice on it. R.I.P. 12 candles. Red beam on the 9, tape on the handle. Get it back. I play the 13 till I cancel. I play the 13 on different angles. No mercy for the judge and the 12 jurors. No mercy for the DA and prosecutors. Oh yeah, show no mercy, I bet your life on it. I treat mercy like time, put a price on it. Diamonds on the wrist, I can't sell time on it. Married to the game, go ahead and throw rice on it. Rick James in my vein, that's why your wife on it. Cuba link on the neck, throw Christ on it. Feel the waves, loud for days. Sit with a team of lawyers that'll grab a ham and blaze. Yeah, big boy shit. BBS chrome shoes on the whip. Sit so sick, real shit. Nigga, fuck with this. Shake your hand, blow your bitch a Hershey kiss. Keep a foot on your neck, dig. Code tryna blow bigger than big. Now this when the shit begins. Code collect either you or your kin. Throw shots, kick your dough in. Ski master. Anything moving, heat it up. They like, get yourself stuck. With a safe nigga, open it up. Playing stupid, get the ass bumped. Nigga, I don't give a fuck who out here, nigga. Everybody get laid the fuck down. Nice again, but with no insurance. Dirty. New York plate, no insurance. Dirty. They chasing paper with no endurance. I've been laughing, niggas, no mercy. No dab, niggas, work on the scam. Where the cash, niggas? Burn bridges, easy pass, niggas. See it.
Don't make me laugh, niggas. No mercy on these streets. I'm like LeBron in the paint, no mercy with the heat. Life's unforgiven, no mercy on the weak. I got a team full of wolves and everybody hates me.
Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Nate Richards rocking with us, man. Tour manager,
yes.
Promotions, doing big things. Yo, brother, you know we got a lot of indie artists that listen to our show, man. So if you could just give some advice regarding, you know, just trying to even get to the aspect of touring, what are some of the key things that's important for them to build on?
Yeah. Yo, man, the whole point, I'm gonna be honest with you, is investing. You know what I mean? Like, everything that you do as an artist, you got to invest into yourself. And that just starts with the studio, you know. When you're going into the studio and you're shelling out all this money and you're doing all these things, you got to have a way to recoup, all right? And what I mean by recoup is anything that can bring you in dividends from your music, whether it be merch, or, you know, performing live, getting paid for it, or, you know, even working with promoters to get splits off of the fans that you bring out. The big thing is building up a pot. You know what I mean? You can't hit the road. You can't put together proper radio and promo campaign without the investment, you know. And that's the biggest thing, you know, getting ready for the road is just making sure that you have the actual funds to do it, because, you know, we consider ourselves the masters of the road. And the reason being is when we go to these different cities, we're going out there with a game plan, all right? It's one thing to be there and another thing to kind of leave your presence felt. And that's what you want to do. You know, if you have a show, if you're from New York City and you have a show in Atlanta, you want to go out there and make sure that you're making use of every single second that you're out there. And that's the biggest thing I tell these artists nowadays is don't sit there and cry broke rapper. You know what I mean? Don't cry broke artist. You know, this indie game that we're in right now, there are multiple ways to leverage dollars for yourself, you know. It just takes some thinking. And, you know, that's the work that, you know, some of these artists don't want to do. It's just the thought process, which, you know, to be honest with you, is part of the business.
That's real, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
That is what I'm talking about. How do you feel the touring game has changed over the last 5 years?
The touring game, you know, has actually changed a lot because, you know, before, you know, when you were, you know, touring, you had, you know, to have this big kind of backing. You know, you needed this big pot, you needed an investor, you know, you needed travel, transportation, and all that stuff. Nowadays, I mean, you have so many resources. You know, you have Expedia.com, you got Groupon, you got all these different discount, you know, sites and things where you can actually set up your own tour, and it actually be cost efficient nowadays. So that's one thing, you know, I think it has changed a lot in the last 5 years. The second way it has changed is, you know, a lot of the artists are making majority of their money off of the road nowadays, you know. In the past, you know, you would get money off of your album sales and, you know, that would be good if you could go platinum and things like that. But nowadays you got an artist like J. Cole, like these guys are dropping projects and then touring the rest of the year. You know, so the money is consistently coming, you know, it's there for them. And then also, you know, with these new 360 deals that they're throwing out, it's almost required that you be on the road that much. So, you know, it has changed, you know, in the last 5 years, but for the better, not for the worse.
That's real, man. I like that right there, man. I like that right there.
Yeah.
What are some of the most creative tour plans, tour strategies, marketing plans that you've seen so far?
Okay. That's actually a great question. Right now, I have to give it up. You probably heard of them. They go by the name of 2-9. It's a hip hop group. I believe they're out of Atlanta. And then you have World's Fair, which is a hip hop group out of Queens, New York. And both of those guys went on tour together. And I think that is where the benefit of it comes from. Is just getting, you know, your brand is going to stand alone, but you need others to kind of incorporate to make it bigger than, you know, just by yourself. So, you know, the way to give it that dynamic is to, you know, have more parties part of it, you know, bring in sponsors, you know, local sponsors, major sponsors, have those guys, you know, create a theme of the show, you know. Don't just go up there and just like, hey, yeah, you know, here's 10 tour dates, you know, come see me perform. No, you have to embrace others, you know, to kind of get your movement going. So there's no, you know, most quote-unquote most creative way, you know, to get a tour done. I always say the most effective tour is a tour that gets the job done. And, you know, by being on the road, all you want to be is just seen and heard, okay? And once you're seen and heard, as long as the people feel you, then you got a fan, you know? Yeah, that's it.
That's real, man. That is real, man. I know you got some crazy stories.
Yo, crazy stories, man.
Yeah, just you know, enlighten the people. Just, you know, you want to drop a few of people?
Let's see. I'll give you a crazy story. All right, cool. I'll give you a story. So, I'm out in ATL. You know, we're ASAP Rocky and the mob and everything. And, you know, the execs, they fly in, you know, from different areas and, you know, things of that nature, you know, to get to the shows. So, you know, mind you, I'm the junior. I'm the young boy. So they got me driving, you know, the execs everywhere. I'm driving. So, you know, finally one of the execs is like, yo, go ahead, Nate, go roll up real quick, whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. Go ahead, you know, go ahead, start doing what we do and everything. I kid you not, I pull up to the venue where Rocky's about to perform. It's called the Masquerade in Atlanta. That's the venue we were at. And I kid you not, their bus opened up, right? All you see is nothing but smoke come from Rocky's bus, and then you see a parade of like 20 chicks just all walking into the show. Just like that.
Wow.
And I was just like, you know what? You know what? Like, this is what it is for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's really not about the girls. It's not really about doing your extracurricular activities, but it's about living. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And those guys were living, you know, and not just living, but living in the moment. You know, like, when I had them on the road, you understand, this is when they were on the cusp of being great. So people knew about them, but they didn't feel the joy like they probably feel the joys of now. You know what I'm saying? When they have all the notoriety and people know them and stuff like that, they were still trying to break through. So that's one of my crazy stories, is just like pulling up, seeing the mob come out, you know. That was actually the same weekend that Whitney Houston had died. So it was crazy because we were like, oh man, Whitney Houston's gone. And literally they pull up to the show with like 20, 30 girls. And it's just like we partying, chilling with Green Lantern down there in Atlanta and stuff like that. So it's memories that you can never get back. But that's why I work every day, because I want to create more of those, you know.
That's what it is. Yeah. What are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists making?
Some of the common mistakes is, to be honest with you, burning bridges. You feel what I'm saying? That's a real, real common mistake. When you're coming up as an indie artist, you understand you're a politician. You know, everything you say and do, people see, you know, and people will make decisions on you, based on that. You really have to, as an artist, keep a more calmer head than your manager, you know, because, you know, I know promoters, you know, and they book based on who they have great relationships with, you know. Same thing with the execs. They're only going to take meetings from artists that they know that they can actually, have business conversations with. So just remember, you know, even though you're on your Twitter and, you know, everybody's saying, oh, you're an artist, you know, you should say whatever you want, do whatever you want to do, that's part of you being an artist. At the end of the day, you're a businessman before all of that. So make sure that everything that you do is in line with your business, because you don't want to be getting in front of Coca-Cola or Best Buy or these big brands and something that you posted or something that you did affects your business with them. You know what I mean? So I always tell all the artists that I work with, you know, keep your blue collar on at all times. You know, even when you're in the street, when you're running around, you know, doing what you do, keep your blue collar on. And it's a switch. You know, you got to just be able to turn it off and on.
That's real, man. Stay in your business. Have your business right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because, I have all these artists that come to me all the time, and it's like, yo, Nate, oh, I'm the next up. I got this music, I got this mixtape, I got this, I got that, da, da, da. And then you ask them for a business plan, and they can't even put that on the table for you. You know what I mean? You ask them for, an EPK, and, you know, they don't have one, you know? And that's the stuff that these execs are going to want to see. You know, when they sit down with you, they're going to want to see a 50-sheet business plan. They want to see your depths. They want to see your losses. They want to see how you're going to gain. They want to see what you've sold already and where you're at. And I think as the game gets more saturated, these execs are going to start looking for artists that have that business tighter and tighter, because that's what really shows where your seriousness is, you know. It's no longer a hobby. This is business, you know. So when you're coming there, you can't say, oh, yeah, well, I have my EP, you know, dropping this week. I have a video shoot with this guy, that guy. They want to see that on paper. You know, they want to see, the talk is good for them, but what they want to see is they want to see the results, you know. So it's one of those things with these artists where it's just like, really just understand you're a businessman, you are Steve Jobs. You know, you have control of everything that is right there in front of you. Now you just have to monetize it, you know, and it could be simple as something with coming up with a dope t-shirt line. You know, I can tell you how many of my clients, you know, really make money to invest in their touring off of t-shirts that they sold, you know, or beanie hats or whatever. But it just has to be the right idea matched with the same type of business power, you know.
That's right. Merchandising is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, merchandising. You know, I even have artists, you know, nowadays that, you know, have some of my artists that are in New York and, you know, they're bringing out 50 to 75 people to a show, you know. And they bring out so many people to a show that the promoters have no problem paying them a check because the promoters know through the door 80 people, 100 people are going to come out. You know, and then that's when you start leaving an impact, you know. It's all a business, you know. You guys know how it goes.
That's right, I know that's right, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Nate Richards rocking with us. We gonna play some heat, come back, chop it up, get straight to it.
Now let me get my shit off. Watch me run it back on this kickoff. So I know how to rap and get a brick off. I've been doing that from the tip off. Dealing drugs, bad bitches trying to suck my dick off. I'm big dog, see this is what they call a nigga pissed off. Who are you to dictate if I get on? I've been on, see I ain't down for the get along. I've been riding foreign, who said I need a hit record? My name is Barry Bonds, nigga, I don't hit second. I'm trying to peek my exit, people trying to peek my necklace. Plus my connect, keep them blocked, I'm trying to beat the Tetris. I tried to let up, ain't no letting up until you breathless. You want this cake, blow out your candles and make your death wish. They so upset but niggas never took heed to my lectures. I've been compared to when Jesus was healing them lepers. They know I'm well respected, keep my gun, no sleeping naked. Nobody made it out this game, I'm trying to beat the record.
Make sure they play this when they tell my story, baby. It ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been eating lately, that's why all these bitches hate me. It's time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay, now let me get my shit right. My Syracuse orange with my Nick White. And watch me drop 40 in these bizikes. Know the way I give light. And know that me and mine is tryna split right. Despite these figures dating over thin ice. See, we just tryna live life. And all of his name branded expensive taste. All of the hundreds and the henny that I done pissed away. The chin chins, the Libes, the money they said they would repay. The way that they thought I forgot, I never forgot. I just let them keep change. My seat back, they seat raised. They younger than I'd assume, and I'm 2K while they EA. Like, why are you trying to improve? I'm a 99 rating with a 99 playlist. If it's 99 problems, I get 99 straightened. So to God be the glory, and to sky be the orgy. With a model and an aspiring model who was too gaudy. My goal is a new Gordy with a Smokey Robinson pen. And my canvas was a scene, not a strap. So I begin for the glory.
Make sure they play this when they tell a story, baby. It ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. Diamond ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. See, I've been meeting lately, that's why all these bitches hate me. This time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. About the glory, baby. This time it ain't about the money, it's about the glory, baby.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got Nate Bitches rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So what's the future hold for you and your company, man? What you working on?
Right now, we're working on our show, Yo Toronto. That's gonna be this September. So we're taking some talents out there to Toronto. Another thing that we're working on is a Loud Music Tour, which will be in Times Square next month. If you go on Twitter, Instagram, and you hashtag Masters of the Road, that's Masters with an S, you'll see everything that we're doing. Our website pretty much has a whole schedule up there, so you guys can check us out.
That's real, man. I like that. I like that. Where do you feel the future of the music industry is headed?
I'm sorry, run that by me one more time.
So where do you feel the future of the music industry is headed?
It's going to be a whole bunch of indie labels, and I see just the majors doing distribution, if that makes any sense. So, you know, all the creative side of things will be held to the management and, you know, the artist. And they'll leave it up to the labels just to get the projects out, you know. There'll be no need for labels. Right now, there's no need for labels either. The only real thing, only real reason why everybody wants to be signed is so that they can get that radio promotion done. You know, the labels got that radio promo on lock. But, you know, once the indie labels really figure out how to tap into that, you know, as well, too, there'll be no need for the majors.
That's real, man. That's real, man. I like that.
Yeah.
That's what it, you can't lose with that, man. If you could build it yourself, then you don't need a major label.
There you go. You know, when everything is in-house, it gets done fast as well, too.
Exactly, exactly. For real. Majors move slow like the government.
Word. Yeah, but now salute to you guys, man, on having stations like this, because I know you guys following is super huge, and this is the stuff that artists need to hear, you know, and sometimes they don't want to hear certain things, but you got to let them know that. And that's just part of being an artist. And, you know, with us, you know, with our marketing, you know, sometimes our artists give us a call and they're like, hey, yo, maybe we could do this. Maybe we could do that. And when ideas go back and forth like that, that's when great relationships start.
Yeah, that's how it's built, man. That's how it's built. How you feel about the international scene in hip-hop?
International, I love it. I think they're very receptive. I would say definitely more receptive than people out on this side. But, I mean, we've been to Canada before. We've done PR, DR. And when it comes to hip-hop and just music in general out there, they love it. You know, there's not much real, okay, how do I feel about this person or what I think about this person. They just vibe out, and that's good. You know, you come to New York and you'll get a crowd where people are just standing there just looking at you, and it's just like, all right, cool, I don't know what to do. But when you have people that's warm and inviting, that's what lets you be the best artist.
That's real, man. That's what it's all about, man. You got talent, get it out there, man. Get it right. Make sure it's heard.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So true.
Who are some of the other indie artists that you've been working with that people might not really know about? So you got that thing going on.
All right, cool. Yeah. Right now, we've worked with ASAP Rocky and The Mob. We've worked with Fred the Godson. We've worked with Rick Ross. We've worked promos with Drake, Fabolous. And last artist that we really, really did well with Black Eyed Peas when they were together doing their thing.
That's real, man. Y'all on your grind.
Yeah, man, yeah. And like I told you, too, you know, it was all through really just working at the labels. You know, while me and my partner were working at the labels, you know, we were doing our side things on the side as well, too. So, you know, we would be in the building all day, and then at night we'd be running the street. And, you know, labels took note of that, and they were like, hey, listen, you know, Drake got this in-store at, you know, Best Buy Union Square. Can you guys help us promote it and run it? And, you know, you're not turning down no opportunity like that. Even if you can't, you're going to figure it out, you know?
Exactly.
So, there you go. So that's how it all came about. And, like I said, that last tour with ASAP Rocky, The Mob, and those guys, that's what really set it off for us and, you know, put it to another level.
That's real, man. That's real. If you can give some advice to, you know, up-and-coming young entrepreneurs that's really trying to get in the marketing game, promotions, and touring game, what would you tell them?
Monetize everything. Your time is money, and understand that. You know, so whether it be a small show, big show, whether it be one shirt, a million shirts, whatever it is, move it, you know, because in order for you to get further, you got to have something coming in, anybody that's a client of mine, I always tell them, we're going to figure out how we're going to come up with a budget. And whether it be a T-shirt, hat, whether it be online ticket sales from shows, whatever it may be, we're going to bring in some income.
I know that's right, man. Clock moving, money moving.
There you go, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Definitely.
That's real, man. Yo, let everybody know, you know, your Twitter, Facebook, website, so they can check out, see what you got going on and everything.
right, definitely, definitely. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Riches the Ace. You can follow my company at Riches Touch NYC. Like I said, it's much, much easier for you to just hop on the social medias and hashtag Masters of the Road. That's Masters with an S. And you'll see everything that we're doing. We've been around for 3 or 4 years now, going strong, and we don't plan on stopping anytime soon. So check us out, and we appreciate you guys for having us tonight, too.
Of course, man. Appreciate having you coming on the show, man, for real, for real. You want to get some lasting advice to any artists, you know, trying to get their tour game on and all that?
Oh, most definitely. If you want to end your 2014 right and go into 2015 strong, make sure you check our website out, become a client. Even if you only want to get one service to start, hey, that's just how it happens. We build from there. But don't end 2014 weak. You know, you got to end the third and fourth quarter strong to have a good first quarter of the next year. So that's that.
Right, that's real, man. That's what I'm talking about. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Nate Riches rocking with us, man. Y'all indie artists, y'all need to get your tour game up. Holla at my boy, man. He gonna hook you up, man. He gonna plug you in, get it popping. That's what it is. Keep doing big things, brother.
I appreciate you guys, man. And definitely hit me up if y'all guys need anything.
That's what's up, man. Shout out, salute. We going to play some more heat. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Got a lot of good music for you. A lot of good stuff for you, for real, for real. That's what it is, man. Any artist, they need to get their tour game up, because tours, that's where it's at, man. Tours is where the money at. Tours is where you can really build up your fan base. So definitely, definitely get on your grind, y'all. Let's get straight to it. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's get it, baby.
Shut up! Shut up.
Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. And hey, yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. I've been hearing a lot of rap, man, everybody's a rapper. I ain't hearing a lot of facts, 'cause ain't everybody a factor. The fact of the matter is you don't really matter. I rap for tat tatter, have all of these boys scatter. I am on the rise, I ain't even on the ladder. They all full of shit, they spit it right from the bladder. I panorama the flow, follow my grandma. My nana said I'm a star, spangled a banner. My bucks here like I was running in Tampa. One of them rap cats that will Kevin Durant ya. They be spitting cancer, I be flowing chemo. He go on the beat with a mic like Tito. Haters wanna suck my blood, they mosquito. But the dog in me had me shake him off like a Fleo. And whoever got something to say, tell him I say. And whoever feels some type way, tell him I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Damn, got sweat pouring on my forehead. Lord knows I go hard like them warheads. I got money, but honey, I need more bread. Tell my opponent they don't want it, they should forfeit. The way I write it and record it, paint a portrait. Transport it, get around, I'm in orbit. One of the last world left as a shortage. Rap game, killing these kids, they've been aborted. Me, I am important, non-double uno. Compared to the stars, I be Mars like Bruno. Far from soft, I've been a boss like Hugo. When it comes to my bars, I be kicking like judo. In the studio, trying to blow like Hootie. People wanna judge like Joe Brown and Judy. But it's a thin line between a hater and a groupie. But me, I never worry, I cater to yours truly. And whoever got something to say, tell them I say. And whoever feels some type way, tell them I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Like the rap game, hey, I used to dribble out in VA in the middle of the state, getting pig like a B-day. Better than your A game, even on my B-day. I be with my team running shit like a relay. Sorry for that delay, but I was on my J-O. For that bread, trying to spread like mayo. I know the devil wanna buy your soul, I tell him hell no. I know the feds tap my phone, I'm like, rappers is wearing dresses and stepping out in stilettos. Knowing they from suburbia, claiming they from the ghetto. I murder them every level, they really ain't nothing special. But when you hot as I am, they feel you like they molest you. People that never met you wanna check you. First they study your moves, then they test you. I guess when you sick as I am, they gotta test you. But everyone that hear you sneezing gon' want bless you. So unless you got something to say, tell them I say.
Shut up already.
And even if you feel some type way, tell them I say.
Shut up already.
Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death. And whoever got something to say, tell them I say. And whoever feels some type way, tell them I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best.
Fuck all you fuck boys. Bitch, we real hustlers. Get money. It's we the best music. Bad boys. Coke boys.
I got my gun on me. I tell my kids that I never leave them lonely. Fucking streets on me. Death row Jamaican. Murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. I got my gun on me.
It was murder she wrote.
Yeah.
Your name and blood. When the love gone. Your eyes diluted full of blood.
Six cars full of goons, six blocks heard the boom. Dreadlock middle of June, headshots get tuned. Spawn, 10 shots, 5 gone. 9-11, dial tone. You want it all, dial alone. Four going on, nobody stay from. And I be talking to the judge when your day come. Like, it was hard not to kill these niggas. It was like a full-time job not to kill these niggas. 8 figures need the 8-story mansion. Why I'm strapped up, two-stepping with the devil dance. Diluted with blood in my eyes. Like stillborn niggas won't make it out alive now.
I got my gun on me. I tell my kids I never leave them lonely. Fucking streets on me. Death row Jamaicans. Murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. I got my gun on me.
Fuck it, I'm ready to die tonight. Put it on mama, that clip in the back and I loaded it twice. Just to call away, my niggas is ready no matter the price. Playing with mine, you niggas can get it including your wife. Isn't life a motherfucker? Since 17, that pistol been my blood brother. Sleeping with that lethal weapon, playing Danny Glover. AK-40, hold 100 if we talking numbers. Riders fucking with monsters, niggas won't beat. Turn them to pasta, load up the clip, shoot up your master. Bang, bang, bless them father, pesticide them, rest aside a lake that swimming with snakes inside. And look in my eyes, I hate this guy, this life of gun, I compromise it, oh lord. I'ma ride on my enemy. If I die tonight, I bet them gangsters remember me, nickel.
I got my gun on me. I tell my kids I never leave them lonely.
No.
Fucking streets on me. Death row Jamaican. Murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight.
490 G, nigga.
Fuck what happens tonight.
My motherfucking kids,
I got
nigga.
My gun on
from
me.
From the depths of the sea. Back to the block with a bitch on my dick and a bottle of Ciroc. Tick tock, non-stop, block a block, blood clot. Don't test that lion cause you'll get dropped on the spot. Lick shot, dread drop on the soil. Hot, hot till it boils. to this crib shit, I'm loaded. Dip with us, ride with us, slide with us, slip with us, sip with us, sip with us. Bad little bitch wanna get with us. Say she like the French tip, nails that I wear. And how I'm so pimped out with dreads in my hair, yeah. You got poop, now the truth is the dare. Blue bandana, it's me and Montana at the Tropicana. With Tanisha, Alicia, Lakeisha, Savannah. Nicknames for my blammer.
I got my gun on me. I tell my kids I never leave them lonely. Fucking streets on me. Death row Jamaican. Murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. I got my gun on me.
The smell of blood in the bathroom. Body laid out stiff full of stab wounds. I told this nigga I was coming back. Pussy must have not have heard me when I told him that. Nigga, it's eye for an eye. A life for a life. A body for a price. I wanna smell his last breath took. And look him in his eyes and make for sure he knows how death looks. Cause I'm him, it's in the air, I can feel it. Shot him 4 times with the gun I was concealing. Overkill him, it ain't no coming back from it. Then walked away with the demeanor like I just done it. Something evil this way coming. A big face hunted, this bitch gets punished.
I got my gun on me. I tell my kids I never leave them lonely. Fucking streets on me. Death row Jamaican. Murder your family. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. Fuck what happens tonight. I got my gun on me.
Fire them. What's up, man? Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. Got a good show for you tonight. We got that rundown a little later, man. The hip-hop news, global politics, the economics, health news, all that good stuff. We got that for you in a little while. Nah, man, shout-out to my man, Nate Riches, man, for calling in, dropping a lot of jewels, man. All indie artists need touring at some point in time, so it's only right, man. You tune into our show, get a little info on what you need to get done. Know what I'm saying? That's what we do. That's why we got them, you know, podcast archive shows, man. All you gotta do is just go on the website, www.hhse.biz. And, you know, just click on one of the podcast shows or one of our past shows, you know what I mean? We always keep the long list of past special guests that we interview, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we interview tour managers and promotions, you know what I'm saying? And DJs and hip-hop blog sites, you know what I'm saying? We interview such a wide variety of different aspects of what every, you know, indie artist needs, that you can just listen to our shows and just get mad jewels. Like, you just, you know what I'm saying, just listen to all of them, fuck it. I know it may be, you know, hour and a half long, but you can just listen to the parts that we just build, and then you learn some stuff, man. You're gonna learn. You're gonna learn fucking with us. You're gonna learn. You're gonna learn, goddamn. You're gonna learn. For real, man. So that's what it's all about, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange is all about, you know, just enlightening the people and just bringing something different to you know, hip hop radio. That's what we're all about, man. So we're gonna play some more music. We're gonna come on this rundown. We got a caller calling in on the line. 973, talk to me.
You.
What's popping? What's popping? What's
popping? Hey, this is Legend Corleone, man. President of Jay. All right. Media, man. What's going on, man?
All right, what's going on, bro?
Hey, nothing, man. Just want to thank all for the support, man. You know, I love to see the movement y'all got, the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. And I just came from doing some pull-ups in the park, and I seen another post, man, and, you know, it just gives me motivation to see that people have support you, man. They ain't even got to know you. They just out there, man. Y'all just out there supporting the movement and everything, man. And I was just like, man, you know, these established radio stations, man, they get so high to haul. And the music helped build the brand. It was a time, man, when I was coming up to Hot 97, man, it wasn't like popping like that. You know what I'm saying? the artist, it was the music. And then they seemed like they got big, the Ebros and everybody got big and forgot, man, that it was the music that helped build the platform. And then you start supporting the local artists, you know, because, you know, you got big and you forgot where you came from. But with that being said, man, I just want to thank you for the support, man. You know, if anything I could do for hip-hop stock exchange, man, just, you know, don't hesitate to ask, man. It's just been a beautiful relationship, man. And I'm just grateful, man, that y'all are posting and the interview. And I'm getting a lot of love on the streets, man. And it's only because of hip-hop stock exchange. And anywhere I go, man, you know, I just promote and tell y'all to check out that new radio station, man. It's the latest, man, but it's on its way to being the greatest.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate the love, brother. Barry Bonds is high right now. Loving what he got going on. You know what I'm saying? Just shout out to Barry Bonds. Give everybody, you know, your Twitter and everything so they can check out what you got going on, bro.
Yeah. We just got the website up. That's JencoApparel.com. That's GENCOApparel.com. The video with Sky Zoo is out. You can go to YouTube. You got the Glory Deluxe album on iTunes. We was giving away the album. Then we added 5 more bonus joints. That's on iTunes. $4.99, you know. We got the Moment of Truth video coming by Barry Bonds. That's at Bonds World, BarryBonds.com. Or you can hit me up at Legend Coleon. That's my Twitter. And also you can hit up HHSE. That's Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man. And if you want your brand to be pushed and you want to support the radio station, all you got to do is tune in, man, every Wednesday night, man.
That's what's up, man. Any artist, see it, man. You see it, we support any artist. That's what we do, man. Y'all got good music, we're going to support you here at Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. That's what it is,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Jersey Stand Up. Legend,
yeah. Y'all go
man.
Hard, man. Y'all motivate me. Y'all go hard. Y'all be working over there, man. Y'all work. Y'all work, man. Word is born. Y'all work. Trust me, y'all work.
That's
y'all
what
working
it is,
over
man.
There. Yeah, so I just wanted to call and say thanks. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
That's
I'm including you in your prayers, man. And I hope you do the same thing, man. You include me in yours, man.
That's what it is, man. Genco, Barry Bonds, my man, Legends Corey Coleon, Jersey. That's what
no
it
doubt.
Is, man. You doing
yes,
big
sir.
Things, brother. We're going to get
yes,
into that next good. Joint, man.
Let's
get it.
Put my money where my mouth at. My flow stronger than the loud. got luxury whips here.
I'm young, fly, and I'm bout that. Getting money, I'm bout that. I'm living life, drop off the night. So ain't night, I'm bout that. Whip the clothes, bout that. Trip the hoes, bout that. And if you say you cheat, I'm nigga, they can never doubt that. I'm young, fly, and I'm bout that. Getting money, I'm bout that. I'm living life, drop off the night. So ain't night, I'm bout that. Whip the clothes, bout that. Trip the hoes, bout that. And if you say you cheat, I'm nigga, they can never doubt that.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We're going to get into the rundown right now. Hip Hop news, global politics, economics, health news, all that good stuff. If you don't got the site open, open it up right now, www.hhse.biz, Hip Hop Stock Exchange site. Let's get straight to the news, man. Let's get straight to it. On the Hip Hop news, first up, the Nation of Islam's impact on Hip Hop. Now, this is an interesting article right here, man. If you don't know, you should already know. You know, Nation of Islam and the 5% of the nation have always had a strong impact on the hip-hop culture and rap music from the start, man. You already know about the legendary Rakim, Eric B. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know about, you know, the gods in the Earth Temple over there on 126th Street. You know what I'm saying? The Big Seven on it, y'all already know the deal. You know what I'm saying? And many other hip-hop artists, even on the West Coast, like back in the day in the 90s on the West Coast, you had Cam, you know what I'm saying? Brother used to always rock the dark sunglasses and shit. Cam, he was Nation of Islam out there in L.A. back in the early 90s, you know what I'm saying? Dropping jewels, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Midwest, of course, you already know. You know what I'm saying? Chicago, Detroit, that's where Nation of Islam was founded. So hip-hop has always been influenced by Nation of Islam, always. So you see things like what happened, you know, what's going on the last couple of days or so. You know, you see, you know, Jay Electronica, you know, doing his thing, and he's out there with the brothers out there. You know, it's just good to see, you know what I'm saying? Just go to show you, you know what I'm saying? Nation of Islam always had a positive and real, really positive impact on hip-hop, especially when it comes to dropping jewels and just dropping knowledge and just, you know, enlightening people on higher aspects of life, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to enlighten people on how, you know, the universe coincides with what's going on in your regular day, everyday life, man. As above, so below. That's what we preach, man. Or, you know, all money legal, as above, so below. You know what I'm saying? Through metaphysics. So it's all the same thing, man. That's what it is, man. Shout out to the brothers and the gods of the earth. You know what I'm saying? Nation Islam, 5% nation. Y'all already know what it is, man. For real, for real. Next up, Ice-T blast modern hip-hop. Now, this is an interesting article, too, man. You know the legend, Ice-T, West Coast gangster rap legend. He's pretty much the godfather of gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? He was doing gangster rap back in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? Y'all young boys don't know about nothing about no Ice-T. You know what I'm saying? For real. He was doing stuff that would be like early, mid-80s. You know what I'm saying? He really pioneered gangster rap to what it is. You know what I'm saying? He was doing it before NWA was really even popping like that. You know what I mean? So shout out to the legend Ice-T, man. In this article, he's just saying, you know, a lot of this new young hip-hop, they talking about nothing, man. They just rapping about nothing. You know what I'm saying? There's no message. There's no, you know, separation between artists. Everybody's rapping about the same things. You know, there's no creativity. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a legend like Ice-T saying something, you know, these young cats out here that's trying to get in the game, or these cats out here that's in the game now, really need to pay attention, man, because hip-hop, it's always good to have diversity in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop needs that, you know what I'm saying? For real, so definitely shout-out to the legends, you know what I mean? For real. Next up, URL Smack White discusses total slaughter battles. That's what's going on, man. That's what's up. Y'all already know how URL do. Smell that. You know what I'm saying? You got the hottest battles out there. Now you got Eminem's brand, Total Slaughter, you know what I'm saying? Trying to really, you know, pave their way in you know, the battle rap circuit, you know what I'm saying? And of course, when you got, you know, Eminem, he teamed up with Fuse TV, so you know they got the crazy budget, so you already know how that goes. You got the machine behind them, so yeah, they definitely going to carve their way in pretty good into the underground rap circuit, sure. When you got, you know, Eminem money and Fuse TV and shit involved, yeah, why not, you know what I mean? But it's just good to show, you know, Smack is just talking about how the other circuits, you know, it's always good to have competition. It's always good to have more than one circuit when it comes to battle rap in general, you know what I'm saying? Because that way you can have MCs go from circuit to circuit, you know what I'm saying? Same MCs might battle on URL, that might battle on Total Slaughter. It's good look for battle rap in general. It's good look for hip-hop in general, and Smack knows that, you know what I'm saying? And Eminem knows that too. So at the end of the day, it's just bigger business. It's just growing the battle rap circuit on both sides, whether it's, you know, URL or Total Slaughter, and better look for the battle rappers, you know what I'm saying? Because getting to the point to where, you know, these battle rappers, you know, they're making money. They're getting paid to battle, so it's a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, MCs can make money off making songs. You can make money off battling other MCs. And that's the beauty of hip-hop, man. You have a lot of different ways to express yourself, a lot of different ways to show creativity and the art, you know what I mean? And it just grows the culture in general, you know what I'm saying, which is great, man. It's needed. That way a lot of cats don't feel like, you know, they just a battle rapper or they can't make it in hip-hop. There's a position for you, there's a slot for you if you're really nice at it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You definitely succeed in that, you know what I'm saying? Not even have to worry about putting out songs, putting out records. You can just, you know, just battle MCs and get on URL, get on Total Slaughter, you know what I'm saying? Build your buzz up, build a fan base up, just so battling, you know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing, man, especially with the internet age, so can't lose that, man, for real. Shout out to them for making that happen, for real, man, for real. Now on the business news, first up, you know, we got to talk about what's going on out there in Israel, Palestine right now. Don't make no sense, man. You know, Israel, they got, you know, all the weaponry, you know what I'm saying, the tanks and the aircraft, fighter jets, and Palestine, you know what I'm saying, he's throwing rocks and stuff and just shooting rockets. Like, it's not, Israel don't really need to just be wilding on them like that, because there's no... Their defense is not like Israel, so it's not like it's two formidable opponents fighting each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. They out there, Israel out there killing innocent people on top of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gets to a point where it's bullying almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even a competition. And the thing about it, the whole world is starting to see it. That's one thing about this, you know. This conflict right here with what's going on in Palestine and Israel, this conflict right here, how it's escalating right here, that, you know, the whole world sees it, you know what I'm saying? Good, thank goodness to the internet, you know, everybody see what's going on out there, and it's not right, and it gets to a point to where, you know, it's like, chill out, man, like, go smoke a blunt or something, like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many people you gotta kill to make yourself feel like it's even? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? People that can't even defend themselves. What's the point? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no solution. You ain't. All you're doing is just making them little kids that survive, they're gonna grow up to be the same ones that's gonna end up being them suicide bombers to run to go bomb the other side. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no. This is going on, you know, Palestine, Israel, for over 50 years. So, you know, just, you know, one side, you know, killing more than the other side is not going to solve nothing at the end of the day. That's the messed up part about it, you know what I'm saying? There's no solutions here. The U.S. ain't helping. The U.N. ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get to a point to where you don't want Russia and China to step in. You know what I'm saying? You don't want Iran and Syria to jump in. It's just gonna, you know, just, you know, you don't heal a wound, it's gonna start to rot. And that's what's going to happen if you just, you know, just keep on doing this, you know, nonstop like this. It's not, you know, you're not solving nothing. You feel me? So it's like, you know, it's crazy out here, man. It's crazy out here. It's crazy, man. At the end of the day, nobody's winning that war. You know what I mean? Nobody's winning that war. For real, man. Definitely check out the Futures Exchange page. We got the hottest videos of your favorite artists. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. Check us out. Of course, check the radio show out every Wednesday. We rocking live for you. A lot of good music. A lot of indie heat. We got some more good music for you, man. Matter of fact, let's play some heat, man. Let's switch it up. We're gonna switch it up. Play some heat for you. Something that you know, something that you gonna like. Check it out.
Hey yo, Chang, talk to him.
Shade on that window. Nigga lock them doors up. Hey now. Let's get back to the money.
Mink on build the bear shoes, Alexander.
Yay.
Stash box just to park the hammer.
Right.
On a 12-foot yacht where I parked the Lambo.
Mm.
Potential threat like your very first sign of cancer.
Boy.
Before rap, I was watching cameras.
Yeah.
With that hair shot, even mama love wouldn't find you handsome.
Winter mansions, beach house Hamptons, dirty dancing.
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon Tim, Stephen Corn, Sherlock the
Hampton.
Uh-huh. Pretty girl, she answer. Just me and Chinks, I heard you girls some dancers.
What's up?
She said I'm alone too much. I keep two or three, shit, I'm in the zone too much.
Ha! Hit the shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now. Let's get back to the money.
Hey now.
Moved her white off the playground. Next,
hey now.
Hey now.
Niggas in the park, they gotta go through us.
Bottle.
They don't talk transactions on the phone with us,
right?
Cause niggas been dropping double nickels.
Nickels.
That was back when Mercedes dropped the double nickels,
right?
Black and white ensemble, I'm so official. Dropped the bag on them. Coast Guards gotta go and fish.
Yeah.
I feel you, I come to smash niggas. Them mad, we bunch of cash getters. Mike bump heads, you funny ass niggas. They ain't got no bread, a bunch of ass betters. Cherry red drop head to make his dad jealous.
Sick.
No boy, Kia less. Vital and Chinks, Coke boys, we the best.
Shade on that window. Nigga lock them doors up. Hey now. Let's get back to the money.
Hey now.
Moved her white off the playground.
Nigga, hey now.
Hey now.
Get out. I move birds to NY, no, I let them fly, yeah. Drive slow as the D's observe the drop speed.
Yo.
Stuck up block dice games and C-Lows. Make
yeah.
A movie with the Uzi, you should know.
I'm licensed with the foe.
Yo.
All white, everything Medellin. No training wheels, been pedaling.
What? Benz there, never rain, just talking. Ask a nigga where he going, said he just walking. Hey now.
Hey now.
Motherfuckers are laid down.
Yeah.
Get shot and get sprayed down, the face down.
Early.
It's no need to hate, pal. Feds come down, I'll be safe sound in Cape Town.
Hit the shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now. Let's get back to the money.
Hey now.
Moved her white off the playground.
Next, hey now.
Hey now.
Get down or lay down.
Watch with street money. I just bought a new drop.
with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move chain with street money. If you ain't winning, nigga, change your team. Shit, I'm really living, it ain't a dream. The chain of gleam, since the beginning, I reign supreme. The range of beam, or the drop the race. Cops to chase, got some shooters that'll pop your face. See your body in a rotten place. See that Bugatti, now I got the taste. Pockets laced, think they run Harlem, but that's not the case. Dedicated to every honey and every girl we date. Getting money is my worldly face. To the pearly gate, Scrooge McDuck. I ain't trying to lose a buck. Big diamond jewels this truck. Get out of line and you get stuck. A mafia run the city. Watches 150. These niggas cannot do nothing with me. I just bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move pain with street money. Why these haters hate, I'm trying to get my paper straight. I love my nigga so much, if he get bust, I'ma take the weight. Jumping out the truck with the paper plates. What up, ma? You wanna fuck? Just make the date. Call me when you ready, boo. I got some homies and they heavy too. I wanna do everything you gon' let me do. I'm sure you already knew. What? How my click it down? Flipping bricks and pounds. When you broke, only real bitches stick around. You the type to get released from jail. Fleeing bail on the same chick that sent you everything to eat and mail. Baby, he a frail. This for niggas with keys to sell. Who be eating well? I just bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move chain with street money. Where I'm from, you better bring steel, cause they let them things fill. Got some wild niggas on my team out in Springfield. Wanna sign me, I need a king deal. Ring chill, being broke is like how a bird with no wings still. Can't fly, y'all niggas get no respect. Nope, my niggas holding checks. Leave bitches soaking wet. Chickens from my co-connect. Copping raw, pop your four at your top and jaw. Fuck with Gotti and with your body. We gon' mop the floor to Gat shoot. Stack loot, Nike track suit. When I was broke, these bitches used to act cute. Now they wanna top me in bone. Versace cologne, rocking these stones, topping these homes. I just bought a new watch with street money. I just bought a new drop with street money. I just bought a new Glock with street money. Every street nigga move block with street money. I just bought a new chain with street money. I just bought a new range with street money. I just bought a new plane with street money. Every street nigga move pain with street money. Street money.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Saints Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Know how we do tonight. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Happy Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We live on the radio, blogtalkradio.com/HHSE. Of course, you can check us out on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.HHSE.biz. Definitely check out them archive shows, man, and podcasts. Got those for you, man, because we got a new show every Wednesday, so you know we got plenty of podcasts for you. For real. We got shows from 2 years ago, you want to hear. We got a lot of different, you know, good people that we interviewed, man. So, you know, whatever aspect of the music industry that you need advice on or you need tips on, just look at the long list of different, you know, special guests that we interviewed And you might find something, you know, that you're looking for. You might find some information or some knowledge or some tips that you're looking for regarding that aspect of, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Hip Hop Stock Exchange is all about, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, you know, hip hop, financial literacy, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. So yeah, that's what it is, man. We ain't going nowhere. We always gonna be here. You know what it is, man. Shout out to our special guest tonight, Nate Riches, tour manager, doing big things, working with the ASAP Mob, ASAP Rocky, man, brother, doing big things, man. Shout out to you. Keep doing what you do. Shout out to my man Legends Corleone out there in Jersey, man. Barry Bonds out there doing his thing. Brother got a video of Sky Zoo. Know what I'm saying? Doing big things out there in Jersey. I see y'all. Know what I'm saying? He got that verse on the All Money Legal Malkoof record with my man Devin Mill. And yours truly. Check that out. We on that piff. As Above, So Below. All Money Legal. Know what I'm saying? Hot mixtape for the summer. Definitely. If you want to learn metaphysics and you know, you're a hip-hop head, this is definitely a good bridge for somebody that wants to learn metaphysics, man. You listen to this mixtape, you're going to learn something. You know what I'm saying? You're going to learn something from listening to this mixtape, As Above, So Below. Because this is what we do, man. We drop jewels and we entertain you at the same damn time. Call it edutainment. What we gonna do, you know what I mean? So definitely, man, shout out to all the listeners, man. We appreciate all the love on Twitter. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate all the listeners, all the sponsors. Until next Wednesday, you know how it is, man. Get your mind right, get your money right, and y'all have a good night. One love, y'all.